MFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening in. I'm here for another hour, so yeah, keep listening if you want to. But yeah, and I think, yeah, that little count is my end of hour and beginning of hour. So let's get back to Daniel Caesar.
Say. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time. Oh yeah, life is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, stormy weather. And I just can't get my poor self together. The time, so weary all of the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. Since my man and I, me and my daddy ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining all of the time. Oh yeah, 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 raining all of the time.
Okay, I have a special guest here today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello. Wait, is it cutting out?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I'm Ava. I'm Liz's friend of many years. It's so crazy to be here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Quite an honor for me.
First time in the WMFO studio. What do you think?
It's so cutesy and the vibes are very, like, cozy and warm. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this.
It's incredible. This is my first time being here in the evening because my show is always in the morning.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's low-key, like, a really good vibe right now at nighttime.
No, it is. I love it here. Okay, wait. I wanted to say hi to Molly. She's listening right now. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, we love you, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for your song request.
Oh, wait. We got the song request.
Oh, okay.
We'll play it after. Okay, the choices are...
Right, okay.
Ceilings by Lizzie or Love Club by Lorde or All You Right Now by Tyler.
I'm going to be honest, I only know the first one.
Okay.
Ceilings is really sad, though. Like, Molly, are you okay? You know?
Molly is not okay.
Oh, okay.
I
just started to hear myself, sorry.
Well, yeah, if you turn it up, you can hear yourself.
Oh, whoa. Oh, my God, guys. Now I'm, like, feeling a little lightheaded.
Oh,
whoa.
What do you mean by that?
Sorry. I just kind of, yeah.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
So at this point in the semester, how are you feeling?
You know, I feel like I'm getting on my feet. I feel like weird start to the year, but like we're finding our groove. The foliage is beautiful.
Is it?
What?
Well, it's just been wet.
Wait, the foliage?
Okay. Every time someone asks me this, I think it's because I'm, like, so used to Cambridge, like, scenery.
Oh, right.
I just feel like...
Miss private school.
Oh, you can't even talk.
I'm kidding.
But
no, it's beautiful. Are you kidding? On the Tufts campus, like, this is the best time of year.
Wow.
I think it's so pretty. I love the weather here.
Do you like the fall better than the spring?
That's a hard question. I think so, though. I'm just such a big cable knits girl.
Okay.
Like, I gotta wear it. Like, yeah. Fall, like, attire is just what I live for, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to fall outfit.
Some sort of cable knit. Maybe my new vest. Oh, I've been really liking my new vest.
Have I seen this vest?
I was just wearing it earlier today. I can show you it later, okay. But loving that. Just some sort of like jeans, like maybe my flare jeans and then the loafers. I love that. Okay, you know, that's what I go for.
Yes, you're always rocking the loafers or the Sambas.
Yeah, something like that. You get the image, but.
Yeah. Okay, describe your music taste.
Ooh, really basic, but basic isn't always bad. And I think basic is, you know, basic for a reason. Because it's popular for a reason. So, like, obviously I'm going to go for Taylor. I'm going to go for Olivia. I'm going to go for Sabrina. Love myself some Girl in Red.
Okay.
Love Holly Humberstone. She might be one of my favorites.
I honestly don't know what she sings.
Okay, she's so great. She's, like, honestly not super duper famous. I really like the 1975, Cigarettes After Sex. Like, I'm not super niche with it.
Is 1975 the one with...
Maddie Healy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, but it's, like, really good, and I feel like you'd love the music, honestly.
You can give me a song rec, and I'll play it this hour.
Oh, no, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Guys, the allergies at this time of year...
In the studio.
Drive me crazy. Inside the studio. It's the dust particles.
Honestly, yeah, it is a little...
It's quite dusty.
It's a little dusty in here.
I have some allergies, some would say, so... Yeah, wait, so what's your go-to, like, what's your favorite fall fit?
Ooh. Okay. I love my Levi's baggy dad jeans.
Of course.
My New Balance, the ones I'm wearing right
now.
The
green ones?
Yeah.
Love those.
That, like, kind of look like frog feet, as they've been compared by some people. And then... One of my crew necks. Okay, specifically my Celtics.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Wait, the outfit fits together so well because the green of the shoes matches the Celtics.
Speaking of which, guys, Celtics preseason has started. We just lost, I think.
To the 76ers?
I thought it was like maybe the Raptors. I have no clue, honestly. But I will be attending the Knicks game, which is when the banner is going to be
really
raised. I don't even know. So hyped, so excited. Yeah. Hopefully I'm next to Emma Pritchard.
Again. Do you want to explain your...
Right. So my family has been long season ticket holders for the Celtics. And over the past few years, I've been sitting next to like Emma McDonald, you know, realized it was her, making some conversation, talked to her pre-wedding. Now if I see her, I don't know if she's like... upgraded now that she's wifey, but
maybe
she was so sweet, the wedding band, like. She was so sweet, genuinely, and I know she's like, she was really sweet. She was like, oh, where do you go to school? I was like, Tufts. She's like, oh, you're smart, like, guys. She's a Tufts fan, so we love that. Maybe I'll see the ring in person, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe the marathon stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean the...
When you saw her. Oh, no, not the marathon.
Not the marathon, guys.
The parade. Not the pride parade.
Yeah, I saw her.
The championship parade.
And she posted me on her Instagram story. It was kind of crazy.
That was a crazy moment.
Yeah.
How do you feel about meeting celebrities in person?
Okay, it's weird because with Emma, I kind of, like, didn't really know who she was and then realized she was... somebody important, because honestly there's a vibe to her and you just like look at her and you're like, she looks like she's an influencer of some sort. And so then I like kind of did more research. I was like, oh, and then I became a fan of her because I had met her already and she's really sweet. So I haven't really like met somebody I was already a fan of before, but I feel like it could be really awful potentially. I just feel like I would have such high expectations and like most of them would probably not be met,
right?
Except for the like super genuine, like. And those aren't even that common nowadays. You know?
I was going to say, like, how meaningful can a fan interaction be with, like, a
for the celebrity?
People? Like, yeah, even as, like, the fan, like, you'd be like, you're going crazy over, like, saying hi to this person.
Right.
Which, like, I totally understand there are people out there who I would, like, be crazy for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like... reality check a little bit.
Yeah, like,
I don't
you're
know.
Just a person at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. I think it could be really A huge letdown, depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be, like, your top person you'd want to meet?
Ooh.
And who you think would, like, you know, reach the standard, maybe Ooh. Surpass it?
This is a hard question. I feel like an athlete.
Oh.
Low-key.
Really? Wait, I feel like they would low-key be kind of arrogant, maybe.
Mm. Okay, true. But, like, think about the smaller athletes. Like...
Like, what, Paige Beckers? Is that who no. you're thinking of? Or what's
I think
race?
That would be a letdown.
Yeah, Paige would be, like, kind of, like, super, like, super nonchalant, you know? I feel like it'd be, like, kind of underwhelming. Like, right. I love her, though, guys. So, no hate, mm-hmm. just, yeah.
We know you love
who
her.
Are, yeah. Wait, who are you talking about, then?
Like, some of the smaller, like, soccer players, I feel, like, in the NWSL... Or like
I'm gonna pretend I know what that is. I'm not a soccer watcher.
The national, the National Women's Soccer League.
You should know this.
I know. But like USWNT is like where my heart's at. I think I would really love to meet Kristen Press specifically. Mm. Do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea. But
okay,
I think that could be really cool actually.
Yeah, because she's like she's well known, but like to a specific set of people.
Okay,
and it's, like, she can still live her life for the most part, like, out
okay, that's honestly perfect, then. Yeah, because I was just, when you said athlete, I was thinking of, like, Celtics players, and I was like, okay, they would probably all be, like, assholes.
No.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What singer would you meet?
Oh, singer. I mean, okay, Taylor, I feel like, obviously, would be so great, but I think I'd really vibe with Sabrina.
You would.
I really love her personality. Yeah, you would. I think she'd be... so funny to talk to mm-hmm. and like I feel like she would be everything I would expect
okay.
in terms of like just being super friendly and outgoing mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like she would be someone that I'd be friends with if like she wasn't actually famous.
You guys give the same energy.
She's very goofy and I like it and it's like cute, yeah. You know,
you guys, I feel like you guys like would bounce off each other and like
right.
have good
yeah,
banter
stop.
Or something.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah,
crickets. Guys, this is weird.
Wait, okay. If you've ever had something you wanted to talk about on a platform,
that's awful. You're putting me on the spot.
I know, but you're here right now. Like,
I don't
let's
know.
Let's see how many listeners we have.
Do we have like what one Molly?
Wait, we could.
Oh, what we have?
Oh, I just went down.
What is it?
We have. 27.
Wait, that's like low-key a lot.
Yeah, my max I've ever had is like 40, I think.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it
Wait,
just depends
guys,
on the
time. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if I've been boring you. I really thought it was just Malay listening. but hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is mm-hmm. lovely. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, so take the stage.
Give me like something more than that.
Okay. What's your deepest, darkest secret?
Oh, that's no, scary.
Okay. What's a good prompt? I feel like there are no, like, non-cheesy prompts.
That's fine.
Okay. What's, like, your biggest... Like, what's a hot take that you have? Like, a real hot take.
Wait, okay.
That's not, like, I think this person is, like...
Right. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Guys, this is too much. I don't know if I can function like this. I feel very under pressure.
Wait, it's okay.
You
like,
tell me your you hot don't, take
you,
first.
Like, when I am in here, like, I don't even think about the people listening.
Okay, right. I'm just having a conversation. What is my hot take? Like, I don't... Wait, this is, like, super, like, shallow. I just, like, don't really fuck with Golden Goose. I don't love Golden Goose.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank
my you. Bad. My apologies. It's guys, okay. You heard that wrong.
Yeah. We're almost at the hour where we can... But we're not there yet. But
right,
okay.
Right. My bad. Golden Goose. Have never been a fan of that.
What is that?
It's, like, that... It's like the star. It's like a super like kind of like it's just bougie like shoes pretty much. Mm. But they look it up. It's like
okay.
You pay like $500 for like a standard sneaker and then they look dirty.
Oh.
And they also Wait, to I'm me right I'm now. Sorry. I just think they look tacky.
Golden Goose.
Like, I really don't like them. And I went to school. All my friends had them and wore them and loved them. And I was like, really? And then it's like, on top of it, you're spending $500 for that? I just feel like...
It's very much the vibe of Superstars. Like, the
Yeah,
Adidas.
That's exactly... Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like they look really tacky and cringe. And I don't understand why so many people are obsessed with it.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's... Okay.
That's a hot take.
Okay.
Give me one.
I was going to go crazier with it.
Okay.
Wait, before I say my answer, Molly wants me to say that her celebrity that she would meet is Gracie Abrams.
Oh, you know what? So fair. She would be
she is so sweet.
Kind and authentic. I think it depends on the vibe you're going for. I feel like she'd be more like chill vibes, like have a glass of wine. But also like Sabrina could be too. I think Sabrina, like if I met a celebrity, I just really want to be like amped up, high energy. Speaking of which, Molly, Liz and I went to Gracie last week.
Yeah, Wednesday.
It was a ball, guys.
It was.
She looked amazing.
Just incredible.
She looked so gay. It was amazing. Like, she was beautiful. It was, the vibes were really there. And with Role Model, it was just.
Give it up for Role Model. Like, he does not get enough credit. Like,
he doesn't. And I don't even give him the credit. But I'm going to start giving him the credit.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll play some of his songs.
Wait, you should. Totally.
He's just, like, a lovely human being.
Yeah, he seemed so sweet. And they seemed like they really, like, have a good friendship. Or kinship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What is... Molly saying my hot take. What does that mean? Okay. I think my hot take... We're bouncing around here. It's low-key a pet peeve of mine when people post like birthday posts or like other things for someone that they're not really friends with anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, oh, like when it's like when the friendship's expired but you're still doing it because you feel obligated to, and it's just like so obvious.
It's just like very performative.
For sure.
Feel like I'm only posting for people that I'm genuinely like, I want other people to like see this and celebrate them.
Oh wait, that's so wholesome. Honestly, for me it's more of a like, I'll post for anyone I, like, love and am close with and have pictures with. Like, the issue is really the pictures. Like, I have so many, like, really good friends that I just haven't posted for because I don't have the pictures. I'm not going to put a bad picture of us. Like, that's worse. But, it like, I feel like I put so much value, like, in maybe, like, beginning years of high school or, like, middle school on, like, birthday posts and stuff. And it's so funny because it's, like... It's, like, super not a measure of whether or not the person cares about you or loves you, you know what I mean? So, I feel like over time, I've totally, like, I appreciate it 100%, but I realize, like, if somebody, if, like, one of my best friends doesn't post me, I know, like, it's okay.
Totally. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I agree with that, though. Molly says, wait, guess what her hot take is?
What does it have to do with?
Food.
Is it, like, something's good or something's bad?
Yeah.
Well, no, but which one? Good or bad?
She doesn't like something.
Oh, she doesn't like french fries.
No.
What?
Rice.
That's really messed up, Molly.
Molly, we're both Asian in the studio right now.
You can't do that. Wait, you don't like rice? That's actually very... That's
surprising.
That's really surprising. I feel like I haven't heard of someone that doesn't like rice.
Well, because it's just, like...
It's just what it is. It's a grain.
It's like, it's like
what did it do to you? Oh my god!
I just like rice. Just
wait,
it's like a background. It's like a supporting character.
Yes.
It absorbs the flavor, and it's like
it's so like
substance.
I feel like it's such a good foundation.
Yeah.
For everything. Wait, I'm actually like very confused by that. I've never heard of that. I never even thought about the idea that someone couldn't like. Rice. That's really messed up. Oh my god, I'm sorry for you, Molly. You're missing out.
Molly, I'm gonna make you try rice
now. I want rice, guys. Like,
I'm just gonna eat a bowl of rice next time I see her.
Yeah.
Rice is an integral part of my culture.
Agreed. Same. I'm actually white. No, I'm kidding.
Imagine.
Oh, have you ever heard of the thing, like, the Asian American accent?
Yeah. Do you think we have it?
Wait, probably not, because my parents, like, fully don't speak any language.
Wait, but I don't think it's about that.
Oh, it isn't?
Oh, wait, maybe.
I thought that that's the whole thing. It was, like, if your parents are, like, immigrants or whatever, like, and you were raised in the U.S., that's when you kind of, and you can most likely speak, like, your parents' native language.
That's, okay, I see that. But I don't think my parents have the Asian American accent.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I don't think my mom does, or my dad.
Yeah.
But also, maybe it's just because we don't hear it. See, this is a good question. Honestly, Molly should answer this for us. Do we have, like, if you heard us, would you know we're Asian American? You know?
I wish Molly could call in, but I honestly don't know how to work that.
Oh, and, I don't know anything.
But I think I can definitely hear the Asian American accent on other people.
Me too. Do you think you can hear it on me?
Wait, let me close my eyes and speak.
Wait, I'd be really shocked if you could, honestly.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Maybe it's because of, like...
One of something really funny, actually.
I don't know. Yeah.
One time, my ex said that she was... Sorry. Wait, no, this is... It's actually kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Okay. So she would, like, be... You know when house party was, like, a huge thing in, like, middle school?
Yes.
And you would all, like, go on it, and I don't know, she would, like, make friends, and... talk to people without, like, the face on or whatever. And then, like, one time she showed her face, and they were all surprised that she was black.
They were all surprised.
I was like, oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah, she thought it was funny, but yeah, anyways.
Wow. What race do you think people would guess you were based off of your voice? I think white.
Like, white, probably. Okay. I mean, I don't even know beyond
Well, I guess,
that.
Okay, yeah. That was, yeah, I feel like you can't really tell.
You really can't, like...
Have you seen those, is it Jubilee or the cut videos where...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, like, cut has kind of gone downhill, I feel.
You think?
I feel like I, like, will click on a video, like, one of the middle ground things or whatever, and then the comments, like, I don't even watch the video, the comments are just like, what are they doing? Oh... Can you hear me?
Wait, speak.
Did you lose me for a sec?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because it's the microphone, like the headphones.
Right. But the mic is still here.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, platform. They're just choosing the craziest people, and it, like, isn't even representative of, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I haven't watched it. Sorry, that was just on
You haven't topic. Watched Cut?
Not in a bit.
I stopped watching.
Yeah, actually, wait. Oh,
wait, Molly said she'd think you're white.
Yeah. That's so funny,
that's
Molly.
That's funny. Molly, I don't know if you can say that.
You can't. Molly.
Molly.
Time out. No, I'm kidding. Well, I mean, I don't know what else, like, it would be. Like, honestly, maybe, like, I actually have no idea. I don't know.
Wait, you don't know what?
I don't know. We're losing Liz to Molly.
Wait,
right now.
No, I'm locked
She's
in.
She's not locked.
I want to move.
Guys,
I want to talk
this
about
be
the
my
next
show.
Topic.
Oh, it's the Ava show. I'm kidding.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
I low key, I would want to be in the Truman Show. Is that a crazy thing to say?
Wait.
Not
no.
in it, but in the universe.
Honestly, oh, like permanently.
Wait, no. Like, I think it would be a cool thought or social experiment
to be part of, like the actor or like be Truman.
Okay, I wouldn't want to be Truman.
I'd go crazy.
But
I actually just watched it so recently. I mean, the movie.
Wait,
recently.
If you were Truman, how fast do you think you would figure it out?
Did he take a long time?
Like, he was like 26 25.
Oh, it took him that long?
Yeah, because he was married.
Wait,
like, about
I
to
don't
have
even
kids.
Remember, though, but wasn't it just, like, everything was, like, normal, and then it was, like, he started thinking about death, and then that's what...
It
like,
was normal, then a light fell out of the sky, and then he kind of started to realize that... Well, wait, no, obviously, the first thing that kicked it off was his interaction with that girl, the
right,
actor.
Guys,
yes.
That was the cutest little yes. love story ever.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, the collage of, like, her face was kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy. He was, like, really...
That was a little
like, was
psycho.
Giving, yeah, it was giving stalker, for sure.
And it wasn't even accurate.
Yeah, it really wasn't,
like, I was
guys.
Like, this is not the same person.
I would
person.
Go crazy. Like, that's awful. Yeah. I don't think it... I think, honestly, though, I think it would take me just as long as... Like, I would need something like a light falling from the sky to start questioning. Because, like, everything is, like... You don't question it. Like, dude, right. You could be in a simulation right now. You'd have no idea until something really whack happens, and then maybe.
Well, the thing is, his life was too good to be true.
But he didn't have it to compare, like anything to compare it to, you know.
Wait, that's actually so true. Right? Because like, everyone had it good there.
Yeah.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
His fake wife. Wait, yeah. Because imagine your only job is to make someone like think they're in love with, like think they're in love with you basically.
And they're still not.
And you fail.
Yeah. Like, that's really sad.
Like you spend all of your years.
Well, like yeah.
Trying to make a connection with this person.
Wait, I'm getting confused though. So they were like on set 24/7. When did they have off hours? Like
they didn't.
Were they compensated? How were they compensated? Why did they agree to this? You know?
Because they were famous, technically.
Oh right, but like,
and I guess.
But
like,
then they can never escape the Truman's world. So the fame doesn't even mean anything then.
I guess, wait, when she went to work, probably.
She went to work.
Like, when she went, in quotes, like, went to work.
When she was, like, a nurse?
Yeah.
But she didn't, because that was still part of the show, right?
But when she would go somewhere else, and then she could probably take a break at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Molly's saying, this is so much spoiler.
Oh, but I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm assuming
how many listeners
most
do we have? Probably like 4, let me guess.
Wait, it went up.
To what?
32.
Wait, guys. Hello. Welcome. Okay. I don't know if we've been boring you.
Wait,
but
this is, I love this.
This is fire,
wait,
guys.
Loki.
Sorry.
Pipeline Dream, start a podcast.
Right?
I
totally agree.
Should we start a podcast?
Totally. Especially after, like, watching Nobody Wants This.
Oh, my
God.
Wait,
I'm not even... Guys, I'm not done with it, so don't spoil.
But,
like, it's so, vibes.
Well, it is. And it's so... I feel like it's so... Not low effort, because I don't want to invalidate their work.
Yeah, guys. Let's
but... Okay. But, like, you just get to have, like, an hour conversation with either, like, your friends or someone new,
yeah.
Like... I feel like that's so chill.
And it's so, like, genuine, too, unless once you get, like, super, you know, famous guys.
Which we would totally be.
We would. We would blow up.
Number one on podcast.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, anyways, that was such an interesting thing about The Truman Show. I hadn't thought about that show in a while. I mean, movie. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, movie.
Movie in a while. I really do think I would go, like, crazy if I was him.
Probably. Well, you wouldn't know.
But I would eventually know.
Okay.
Because of the, like, he found out, so I'd probably find out, too. I mean, honestly, also, I was a little bit... Wait, never mind. I'm not going to spoil the ending.
Wait,
guys.
Just say.
Okay, I'm going to spoil it, guys.
Molly, close your ears.
Okay. I was a little disappointed that they didn't really show Truman and the girl, like, end up together. They saw that, like, they showed her, like, running down the stairs.
Wait, but...
But it's like, you imagine it?
What? No.
Okay. It didn't happen?
No. In my head, it's like, it's truly... his escape from the show in the movie to the movie itself. Like, we don't get to see his life anymore.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Liz, that's so true.
Right?
That is what it is. That's totally what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He finally has his privacy from all the viewers.
Wait, I feel like, wow, that was very eye-opening.
Mm.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I'm actually, like, astounded right now. That's so deep.
Yeah.
Wow. That was really well executed.
Thank you.
More like the producers or whoever wrote the script.
All right, yeah.
But good on your part as an audience member. Mm. Like, you know.
I actually just thought of that when you were saying.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But I love, I don't know. He's so wholesome. And I feel like I like movies with meanings.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other movies I like.
Yeah, what are your favorites?
Well, we both like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, and there's a meaning there.
There's totally a meaning there. I don't know. We both love You Again.
Yeah.
Guys, the most, like, underground, underrated movie. Like, it is awful, but it's so
No,
great.
It's not awful.
Sorry.
Wait, it's actually good.
Wait, I watched it with someone the other day, and, like, they literally were,
someone?
Like, had to stop it in the middle because they're, like, absolutely not. Like, this is so bad.
He did. Wait.
They did.
Sorry. They did?
Yeah.
Well, that's a red flag.
Yeah, for real.
But You Again is, like, either... I feel like 10% of people, they know it, and they absolutely love it. Like, you either...
Wait, it's such a niche thing.
Like, it's so iconic, or you've never heard of it in your entire life.
Honestly, I feel like most people have never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's super, and I think it has like 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's why I question our taste. But I think it's the element of nostalgia. Like, so Liz and I go way back, like literally.
Explain the story.
Well, we were twins separated. No, I'm kidding.
We were in the womb together.
Right, yeah. So our dads were roommates at Tufts. So here we are, full circle moment. And they were roommates. They were roommates, if you don't know. I'm kidding. But they became really good friends, and then both had, like, families with their wives and whatever, and then there we were. We were just, like, automatic friends since literally birth, and...
There's a video of us, like, the ABCs are playing, and we're just, like, dancing around, like, when we're literally, like... one in diapers.
Dude, you need to send me that.
I don't know where it is.
Wait, I've never seen that.
Maybe it's on a video. Maybe it's a photo.
Okay. Well, yeah. So our families have been, like, super close, do everything together. Like, I remember... So my family actually showed Liz you again, and then she was obsessed with it.
No. Wait,
yes,
really?
Yes.
Wait, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Wait, I don't remember this.
Okay, well...
Like, way, way back?
Yeah, way back. Like, when I was... When we were, like, six, I gotta say. Okay.
Damn, I didn't know how.
And then I didn't know that she was so obsessed with it until like a couple years ago. I was like, oh my god, it's all because of me, guys. But yeah, you should go watch it. It's a really funny, just so stupid, honestly, but so funny.
Yeah,
it's like a feel good movie.
It is. It really is.
Also, the main like the bad the. What's her name? The evil girl?
Joanna.
Like, oh my god, she's so bad, guys. Like,
wait, but
like
she's
baddie.
Really hot.
No, that's what I mean. Oh, okay, she's okay. Like, guys, this is my issue with saying she's bad. Whenever I say she's bad, I mean it like she's baddie. You know, like, oh.
Baddie.
Like, she's bad.
Yeah.
No, but then people are like, oh, she's bad. I'm like, no. Not like bad negatively.
Bad positively.
Like bad positively. Like baddie Betty. Yeah, guys, she's actually like
she is.
She's crazy. Yeah.
Like my like type to a T.
Like high key, I can attest. I can agree that that is Liz's type to a T.
Maybe that's where I got my type from.
Oh,
when I was way back when.
Right. Yeah. I love that for you.
Thanks. You're into the masks. So.
Moo. Oh.
Yeah, literally moo.
That's literally what you do. Let's not generalize, okay? Let's not generalize.
Oh, but you can generalize my type to a single
you
person.
You were the one that just said that that was your type to a T.
These words may or may not have come out of my mouth.
Right.
Is
Molly still logged on?
Wait, I don't need to, like, wait. Yes. She said, oh my god, so rude. She said, literally play music. No one cares about your villain origin story.
You know what? So real. She wants us to play... Wait, let's do... Let's not do songs because I know that one. Let's do one of the other ones that I don't know.
Okay. Wait, also, Molly, though, you also texted me that you would listen to our podcast. So
why are you being fake? Excuse
me. So you're lying.
Excuse
so which
me.
Is the truth?
Yeah.
Text me right now.
You can't have both. You can't eat your cake and have it. Is that what the saying is? You can't have your cake and eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
I honestly never understood that saying.
It's like you can't have the cake and like look at it and admire it.
Oh.
But also eat it. Like if you eat it, it's gone.
Okay.
You can't enjoy the cake and enjoy the look of the cake.
But
or the idea of having it. You know. Yeah. That's at least how I understand it.
Okay. I see that. Okay, last thing before you play music is when you're listening to music, do you listen more to, like, the, like, or do you like a song because of the vibe and, like, because of, like, the actual beat or because of the lyrics?
It so depends. That I'm so sorry. That's an awful answer, but really, it so depends. Like, you're going to tell me, like, Folklore, they're, like, Taylor Swift, you know, love the vibes of Mirrorball. I think for me, that song, the vibes of it are more compelling than the lyrics itself, though the lyrics are also great. But then you give me a song like Invisible String or My Tears Ricochet, and I think I'm more, like, you know, impressed by the lyricism. So I think it totally depends, you know. What about you?
Yeah. I think it's definitely, like, the chord progressions and just the overall vibes. Like, because... I'll listen to a lot of songs and then people will be like, that's a really sad song, or like the lyrics are so messed up in that, and I'm just like, most of the time I don't register that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I do feel like I pay attention to lyrics a lot, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think in certain songs I do. If the message, okay, here's my thing.
Your two cents.
My two cents. If the message of the song relates to my life in some way,
right,
I'll care about the lyrics. Right. If they don't, I'll be singing I'll sing it, but it's in one ear, out the other. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I really do.
So that's...
Guys, thank you for, letting me chat your ears off.
Thanks to me
for letting me chat. Thank you, Liz. Yes. What's your show called?
Out of My Mind.
She is out of her mind, guys.
Wait, give a little singing.
Sorry. I didn't know what you wanted me to sing. Think about me.
Wait, I was actually going to tell you to sing that. That's funny.
All right.
I was just going to say, we actually, behind you is the recording booth. So you can sing live and perform live.
What?
Onto the radio.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We should do that sometime.
Yeah.
You and me.
Oh. You, duet?
You as a soloist and me as a backup vocalist.
I think I would cry. I think I'd have zero.
No, you wouldn't.
It would just be my parents.
No, it's okay. Are they on right now?
No.
Oh, that's awkward.
Molly, you want us to play music, but then you're telling me to say what you've been saying. So, she says, both audio sound breaks it. Wait.
She can't hear us?
Wait. Bad lyrics are whatever, but if it sounds bad, I won't listen.
Oh, agreed. Oh. Agreed. I get that.
Oh.
Wait, Molly, do you agree with what I said about the folklore stuff?
Molly.
Oh my God, guys, wait.
Oh, she texted. No. Wait, the first thing Molly said was that our voices sound really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Molly, stop. You're so sweet. Molly. Wait, you don't agree with what I said, though?
She said no.
Oh.
Wait, she said, I can handle bad lyrics.
Wait, I didn't say I couldn't. I think you're misunderstanding what I said.
Now she says, yes, I agree.
Okay, good. Oh. Thank you. How it should be.
Okay, Molly, keep reading. I'm doing my PSA and then I'm playing music.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. As I said last hour, this PSA means a lot to me because essentially last year when I said this PSA, an hour later, my uncle fell off a ladder.
Oh my God.
Okay, so if you haven't guessed.
I actually remember
this. This PSA is about ladders, so listen up closely. It's relevant. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladder into the trauma center last year alone, aka one of my uncles.
Oh my gosh! That's... crazy.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Facts.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thanks. Okay, so what song should we play first?
Wait, we should play... Oh, should we play Molly's because she's been listening and she is
Yes.
Honestly, play Ceilings. Or you could play the Lord one.
I'll play Ceilings. You've not heard?
I haven't heard.
Okay, I'm going to play Ceilings.
Okay, perfect.
I don't think I've heard this.
You haven't heard Ceilings?
No.
Yes, you have. But it's over.
Oh, yeah, I have, actually. Just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Let's turn this up. It was great talking.
Oh, wait, last plug, though. Come to the HOCO show October 18th.
Oh.
That's it.
No, I support you, actually.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to play now. Thank you.
just make it move faster. Lovely to be sitting here with you. You're kinda cute, but it's raining harder. My shoes are now full of water. Lovely to be rained on with you. It's kinda cute, but it's so short. Then you're driving me home, and I don't wanna leave, but I have to go. You kiss me in your car, and it feels like the start of a movie I've seen. Bedsheets, no clothes, touch me like nobody else does. Lovely to just lay here with you. You're kinda cute, and I would say all of this, but I don't.
missed your 21st birthday. I've been up at 'em, almost tried to call you. Don't know if I should. Hate to picture you half drunk, happy. Hate to think you went out without me. I'm sorry if you blame me. If I were you, I would. Thought you'd see it coming, but you never could. I still haven't heard from your family, but you said your mom always loved me. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed, small talk, and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. You're on fire, lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever.
This is Elizabeth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you had a good hour. And my normal slot is 9 a.m. on Sunday, so listen in then. And yeah.